The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. How is it with your soul? How is it with your soul? That is our theme for this charge conference, but it's also the question that the season of Advent presents to us. How is it with your soul? Have we made ourselves ready to receive the gifts of Christmas? Preparations for Advent and Christmas in my house have, well, let's just say it's kind of evolved over the years. In years past, we have gone all out with the decorations and lights. And when the kids were little, I promise you, I think you could have at least landed a helicopter, if not an airplane, on our cul-de-sac at night. There were so many lights. When I say we went all out, we went all out. And back then, I think that what I believed was that if the house was decorated just right, especially on the outside, then we would have the perfect Christmas on the inside. I think I really thought that. Well, this year, the only decorating we've done so far is to trim the tree, and we've barely gotten that done. Honestly, I think the only reason why the tree is up is because Michael, my youngest, was bored Friday night after Thanksgiving. All his friends were out of town, so we went up in the attic and got the Christmas tree. It stood in the living room for a week. And then the next Friday night, when my older son, my 16-year-old, needed $20 to go out on a date, I said, why don't you go get the ornaments and help me decorate, and I'll give you that $20. We've come a long way. And I'm honestly not feeling too good about our decorating efforts so far, but I know we'll get there. It's such an easy trap to fall into, to think that we are what makes Christmas perfect, or even that we can make Christmas perfect. But Advent, and certainly Christmas, is not about us being perfect. And that is the beauty of Advent, this waiting over 4 Sundays. This preparation, this slowing down and recognizing, truly recognizing what God has already done for us through Christ. And what he promises to do yet again when Christ returns. So, on one hand, when I read this passage from Isaiah, my soul kind of heaves this sigh of relief. Cows and bears are friends. And a small toddler plays in the nest of poisonous snakes, and no one gets hurt. No one is harmed in this image of perfection, for there is peace in all of creation. And I read this passage, and I realize I don't have to make Christmas perfect, and neither do my sons. And I read this passage, and I remember, again, that God is the one who is ultimately in charge. Not me. And yet, on the other hand, when I consider this image of wolves living with lambs and leopards hanging out with baby goats, I just want to laugh. Really? Really? I live in this world, and I know how much people struggle in this season in particular. And for anyone who is even the least bit discouraged or lonely or depressed, this image of predator lying peacefully with prey seems absurd, ridiculous, absolutely unattainable. And so I read this passage from Isaiah and I groan, because once again I remember that perfection is out of my reach. And I remember that I live in this world where war is the norm and not peace. How is it with your soul? is there peace and assurance that God, the perfect one, is in charge of all creation? Or is there turmoil and discouragement in our souls that such peace could really and truly be ours? One passed through South Point Mall, and we know the world is not at peace. One passed through South Point Mall, and we're assaulted by an army of vendors and hawkers who promise us happiness if we buy their product. And so we do. We light up our houses like a tarmac, and we're not happy. Not truly, not if we're seeking perfection on our own. So why do we read this passage today on this, the second Sunday of Advent? I don't know about for you, but for me, December is not necessarily a peaceful time of the year. One pass through MSN webpage, and you know the world is not at peace. Well, it's interesting to note that God gives this image of peaceful, perfect reconciliation to Isaiah when Israel is under serious attack. Another army, far more vicious than anything that South Point Mall could ever dish up, another army that is far more vicious than anything that we could imagine, prepares an assault on the Israelites, and they're about to be wiped out, obliterated. And yet here is God speaking these words of peaceful reconciliation. The people of God have lost their king and their claim to the world, their family tree that produced the great kings of the past, is now nothing but a burnt stump. Their hope of survival appears to be dead. Why does God do this now? Why this word of peace and perfection when the destructive forces of the world are wanting to destroy his own people? A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out from his roots. The Israelites are given this word of peace, and we are given this word of peace, especially in the darkest moments, because that is when we need God's peace the most. That's when we know our need for God's perfection the most. How is it with our soul? We read this passage and we find ourselves stumbling out of the darkness and into this exquisite picture of peaceful contentment. And inexplicably, there is hope in our hearts again. And we know that this perfect peace truly does exist in God. And there is hope in our hearts again. And it pops out like a small green shoot pushing up from the burnt stump of a tree. The season of Advent prepares us for the coming onslaught of darkness by giving us a light of hope. Christ is no ordinary king. He is the Son of God. Christ is the tiny shoot of life that comes out of what appears to be complete destruction. The question for us in this season of Advent, will we be an ordinary wolf, an ordinary leopard, a predator who brings destruction and fear? In this season of physical darkness, when the sun sets close to 5 o'clock, when we're faced with the tensions of the season, will we react with the bite of a poisonous snake, with our impatience and frustrations, trying to create perfection on our own? Or will we be as God calls us to be through the prophet Isaiah? Do we believe that God has already ordered a perfect creation through Christ? Will we accept that peace? And will we live into that perfection? How is it with your soul?